From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A lawsuit in Washington is raising new questions about the outsourcing of security to protect U.S. diplomats abroad. Today, two ex-Marines sued Virginia-based Armor Group North America and its British parent company for firing them. They were let go after they accused the company of misleading the State Department in order to win a contract to secure the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Jim Soar says he saw the problems right from the start. He arrived in Kabul last February to help Armor Group get ready to take over security at the U.S. Embassy, and he found the company didn't have the resources or the manpower it claimed to have when it got the contract from the Department of State.
The way I look at it, you know, I'm a retired Marine. I can secure an embassy with a slingshot and a roll of duct tape, but there are certain things you need to stay in compliance with the contract.
He was mainly worried about salary cuts and the tough schedules for the guards, mainly Gurkhas from the Nepalese, British, and Indian armies. Sauer says Armor Group was planning to keep salaries low and force them to work long hours, and he was concerned they would either walk off the job or be too tired to protect the embassy.
At the time, we were told by the human resources director from Armor Group International, Caroline Ruart, that we should lock them in their rooms until they decide to work, which is exactly the attitude that augmented the colonialist approach to the Gurkha situation.
Peter Martino, Sauer's deputy and co-plaintiff in the case, says the problem was that Armor Group had underbid the contract, so in order to make a profit, it was trying to cut corners.
The embassy in Kabul is probably one of the top two targets, you know, on the planet for terrorism. And, you know, to play corporate profit games in the security of that is just something that Jim and I wouldn't stand for. And as a result, you know, we were punished for it.
When the two men went to the embassy's regional security officer to raise red flags in June, Armor Group fired them. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick wouldn't comment on their lawsuit, but said the U.S. did follow up on the concerns they raised.
Once we heard these allegations, we confronted the Armor Group and put them on notice.
McCormick said Armor Group took some corrective steps and changed some of its policies, but he didn't offer specifics.
It's our assessment that the original concerns have been addressed by Armor Group North America through the contract administration process, and that at this point, no further action is required.
The company said in a written statement that Soar and Martino are, quote, two disgruntled employees out on a smear campaign and only interested in a financial windfall from any potential settlement. Armor Group said it will vigorously defend its good name. The plaintiff's lawyer, Deborah Katz, seems to be ready for a fight.
When conscientious people like Jim and Pete put their careers on the line by reporting fraud, waste, and abuse, improper statements to Department of State that Department of State does not itself appear to be willing to patrol, and they put their careers on the line and they suffered the ultimate penalty, termination and blackballing, they deserve redress, and that's what we're going to get them in this case.
Her client, Peter Martino, said he's also hoping to stir debate about the security contracting business and whether companies are ever held to account. He wouldn't speak about the current situation at the embassy in Kabul, but both he and Soar have their doubts the situation has improved. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.